It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
$1,515 for the impossible question. This morning, Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. We have Sue, who called in first. Good morning, Sue.
Hi, good morning.
What is your guess?
Were they safety patrol?
Safety patrol. Used to wear the little white sash, right, with the little badge. At least the ones that they had those.
Oh, ours,
Laura?
I absolutely was on safety patrol in fifth grade.
Ours was orange.
Yours was orange.
It was like
orange.
Bright orange.
Oh, ours was white and had a little yellow
badge on it.
Yeah, so cute.
But I didn't do it.
Sorry, Sue.
All right.
Have a great day.
But I could definitely see Kathy being on safety patrol.
That was like in fifth grade, that was what you looked forward to most. Was becoming, it was called a safety in our school. And yes, it was an orange thing that went across your chest and then wrapped around your waist. And you would help, like, I don't know, the kids leave school, get on the younger kids get on the bus. You help the crossing guard with crossing and all
that.
You'd
be good in charge of an HOA. I think just hearing this, you could be good. Yeah. Hey, you trim those bushes and you slow down over there. Okay. And you get on that bus and you, did you mow your lawn today? Get home and mow your lawn. I could see you.
What does the guy say, the violation.
You'd be really good.
888-333-B101. Keep your guesses coming. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. $1,515 is what we have today. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. That's the impossible question for $1,515. Janet, what's your guess?
Good morning.
Good morning.
They were in a school play.
Oh, as kids in a school play. I was in a school play. I was in a couple school plays. Yeah, I still remember I won like kindergarten or first grade September. 30 days has September. I did that whole thing.
And
yep.
November.
I did that whole thing. Yep.
I'm so jealous. So I wanted to be in the school play and I tried out. And
you got cut.
You got cut.
Because, guys, my parents really should have stepped in here. The song that I chose to sing to audition was Christina Aguilera, Come On Over. Come on over.
What's wrong with that?
I feel like I should have went with more of a musical
song? Oh,
no.
Okay.
Like I sang.
All right.
I had a whole little dance. It was terrible.
I love Christina Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera.
Oh, me too, apparently.
Powerhouse
Thank you.
Vocalist.
Thank you, Janet.
Thank you, Janet. All right. Let's go to Denise. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
What do you think it is that Bobby and Laura have in common?
They are both avid swimmers and they were on swim teams.
Oh, hey, Laura?
I am a terrible swimmer.
Oh, no.
I would not say.
And Denise, I was actually on a swim team.
I think, yeah, it's Kathy and I are the excellent swimmers. Yes.
She's like, ooh, okay. She's rethinking now for her next guest. Thanks, Denise. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Wait, Laura, but you can swim, right?
I can
right?
swim, but okay. I would never be like, I'm a good swimmer. I'm more of a floater.
Okay.
I prefer floating.
All right.
Outside of the water.
Listening to that powerhouse artist, Christina Aguilera, as you just float around, right?
Yep, exactly. Yep.
All right, let's go to Lance. He'll be the last guest for this round. Good morning, Lance.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What do you think Bobby and Laura have in common?
They wear the same brand of shoe, like Nike or Skechers.
I was going to say, like, high heels.
Oh, yeah. Like pumps? You mean, like, stilettos?
Kitten.
I was like, here we go.
Bobby would have put his demure little foot in a kitten heel.
I got to change this narrative on this show, Lance.
I love that they're going towards
this
feet.
Narrative, Lance.
Dainty little feet.
Bobby's dainty, sensitive feet. He would never put those little things in
I'm
heels.
I'm wearing my Nike sneakers, Laura.
I am in your favorite sandals,
you're right.
Bobby.
Lance, she doesn't lift her feet. It's like, shh. You hear her shuffling in. I know. I'm like, lift your feet.
Sorry, Lance. Have a great morning.
Thank you, too.
All right. This means we'll do it again.
Yeah,
we're gonna
do it again. And
change
also,
this narrative of me wearing heels and stuff. What's going on here?
I don't know. Let's go with the feet thing.
No, it's not. No, I know what you're going to say. No one was near it, right?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Everyone went in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
So think about where we were yesterday. Try to go back that way because all of you were completely wrong. So, we'll do it again at 9:10.
The guesses are on B101Philly.com from yesterday, right?
Yes.
Okay, everyone go back and listen to those guesses. We were just off track on those.
Yeah, completely off track. Although I love the whole Bobby Feet thing.
Yeah, keep that up.
$1,515 we still have this morning to give away for the impossible question. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. Good morning, Chrissy.
Come on, Chrissy.
Good morning. I want to say that you guys didn't play tennis as kids or in high school, but you play it now and enjoy it.
Ah, play as adults.
Mm, so the sport.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thinking there. I like the way you're doing. You got us back on track.
Yeah. Chrissy, you're getting us back on track.
Yes.
Earlier, they steered us away. Did you guys, do you play tennis as adults?
So I do. I play tennis as adult. I also played as a kid, though.
Oh.
So, yes.
Not correct, Chrissy, but thank you for getting everybody back on track.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Have a great day. Keep those guesses coming. 888-333-B101. Bobby and Laura have this in common. You just have to figure out what it is. Brett and I do not. $1,515 this morning. If no one gets it correct in this last round, that means it'll be 16-16 tomorrow. But let's see how we do here. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think the answer is?
They both were captains of their school sports teams.
Ooh,
that was like
captain.
A big deal in high school, right?
Oh, yeah, to be the captain.
Yeah.
Laura, were you the captain of one of your sports teams?
I was the captain.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Of which? Which team?
Soccer, basketball, and softball.
You were the captain of all of them?
Yeah, they're...
Yeah. Wow.
What?
It's really good.
What? There's like no responsibility.
Wait, she was smart. She was a good athlete.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
I know.
I still don't understand why you're here. Natasha,
why are you here in radio, Laura?
I love waking up at 3:30 in the morning.
Well, here's the thing.
I was like average at everything.
Exactly. I was so average, I was never a captain of a high school sports team.
Melissa,
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Oh,
so you were never captain.
I was never a captain. Mm. Nope.
All right, let's go to Tia. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your guess? What do Bobby and Laura have in common?
That they were on the league or currently on the bowling league.
Tia, can you say that one more time? Your phone broke up.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're either on a bowling league or they were on a bowling, part of a bowling league.
Guys, bowling league?
I suck at bowling.
Not me, Tia.
That's okay. I'm going to try again.
That's what we like to hear.
Let's go to Dave. He's our last guest of the morning. Dave, you think you got it?
I don't know. I always think I got it, Kathy.
All right. Well, let's hear
it. To happen. I'm going to say I think that maybe Bobby and Laura have a trophy, like a Little League Baseball trophy.
Ooh.
You guys have a Little League Baseball trophy?
I don't know if I have a trophy, though.
I feel like...
Come on. Didn't everyone get one just for participation?
Yeah, that's participation. So maybe I probably have for like every sport.
Yeah, I feel like I have a trophy for Little League somewhere in my parents' house still.
All right, Dave, it's incorrect, but Kathy, you want to tell him? Close.
Yeah, Dave, call back tomorrow.
Yeah, this is probably...
That's a violation.
This is the closest anyone's been, Dave.
All right, you know, I'll try again.
All right, have a great day. I still have my cheerleading trophy. It was one that...
You carried in here every morning. You're like, guys, look. I was a star. That's how we start the show every morning.
No, actually, I threw out all of my trophies because I was like, they collected dust and I didn't want them. But I thought, I have to keep one. And so I think I kept my one cheerleading trophy and I kept one diving trophy because I thought... You know, you need to save something from childhood.
Right.
Brett is pretending to dive.
This is radio. No one can see that.
Ah, crap. I always forget.
All right. So $1,616 tomorrow morning. I think Bobby gave it away. We'll see what happens. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. We'll do two rounds tomorrow morning, 7:10 and 9:10.
I'm just still laughing at him doing the diving.
I know, motion.
With his hands over his head. I'm like, we're on the radio.
Well, maybe we'll have cameras in here soon.
Yeah. Send that email.
Send this audio clip over with it.
Yeah.
Okay, it'll take me two business days.
We know. Here's the clip
Self-aware.
Of the day. Here's the clip of the day.
You're making me relive my nightmare. I finally forgot about this.
That's our new slogan, the Kathy Romano Show, making you relive your nightmare.